Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Four Friends in a Bottle. I am your gracious host, Below, with the most below. And if you're new to this, it's just me and four of my friends. We get together, we have some drinks, we talk topics, stories, all of the above. But without further ado, with me, as always, is the beautiful Tiffany K.
Hey.
And the one and only Eric 300.
Hey, what's up?
Some weird shit be coming up on my TikTok sometimes.
Dude. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're watching that shit. Do you do the for you, not following, right?
Yeah, I do the for you for like our shit.
Following?
Maybe, because there's a couple things like I send you with the like the insects and shit.
Yeah.
You know, because that shit's fucking pretty, you know, amazing. Like,
yeah, there's like certain people I follow that I just like watch their everyday life or they're funny or something. And that's on my following, and I'll go through that till the end, and then I'll go over to the For You page and like watch like cat videos and shit.
Yeah. Well, it's like
most of my videos are dogs.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of dogs,
bowling, and golf. And that's about
it. Yeah, I got cats and dogs that pop up, but like there's like the ones I send you. Like there was one. It was like the desert squirrel, or something. And what it does, you know, it takes venom from. I want to say it was like a rattlesnake or something. And chews it up and puts it on its tail because snakes can only see heat or some shit like that. So the squirrel, you know, developed a fucking defense mechanism against predators like that and puts it on its tail. And fucking, as like when the snake comes up, the fucking squirrel fucking whips its tail around, makes it look bigger than what it actually is, which fucking makes the snake or whatever predator leave. It won't fuck with it. Because if it's something bigger than it, they won't go for it.
Nice.
It's pretty fucking crazy. I was like, oh, wow, really?
You do send me a lot of animal videos. Like,
yeah, it's mainly like the insects, like a lot. Like I know there was a couple of ones for like the Venus flytrap and shit.
Those are pretty cool.
Those are fucking dope.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll be seeing some crazy
shit. No, you'll be sending me some spider shit. Mm-mm.
Right, the spiders? Right. Yeah, fuck that, man. I
mean, fucked up.
Yeah.
No, I don't like any of it.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
He'll be sending me some shit I could barely watch, and I'm like, Vinny.
Yeah, I'll probably edit out the monkey thing, so don't worry about it. I don't want to get too morbid for everybody.
Right.
But no, it was fucked up, though. I was like,
it seems like it would be.
No.
I thought about saving it and sending it to Shiva. I was like, nah, that's too much.
No, I'd probably cry.
Yeah. I mean, Natural Geographic type shit, you know, it's going to happen.
I don't want to see
like I saw either. Three wild boars and a fucking like a mountain lion.
The boars won, right?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Poor cat.
Yeah, boar won.
Yeah, three of them. Not gonna get into details on that bitch, but yeah.
Yeah, I can't watch shit like that. Like I know it happens, but I'd rather not see it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. It's
like I know cows go to like earlier. Like I know cows go to a slaughterhouse. I know pigs. Yeah. I don't want
to
see it.
Well, we all know that because we have to eat them.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch
it. And shit it out.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, thank you.
It's like we talked before. It's like I'll eat a freezer full of venison, but I don't want to kill it.
No, God, right. No.
I don't want to. I don't want to see it die.
Nope.
I'm a gatherer.
I'd be like Vinny. I'd be like, hey, we have some berries.
Literally.
And some dandelions. We could make a salad, maybe.
This head of lettuce, but.
You know, we can go get some wild berries and
you want some food coloring for effect.
Like we'll figure it out.
Hell yeah, yeah. My TikTok's fucking weird.
I don't know what the fuck you're looking up. Mine ain't like that. Mine's
I don't look up shit. I just like I said, I fucking
yeah. Mine's all babies now, bowling, golf.
Mine's cats, dogs,
comedians, and
mine's boobs, cats, I guess. Dogs, paranormal,
and apparently animals fucking killing people or killing each other.
Hey, not my fucking fault. They gotta live that rough life.
Right.
You know, that just happens.
It just happens. What can you do?
I mean, did you know that fucking most lions die inside of a hippo's asshole?
Why the fuck were we just talking about hippos up there?
Yeah, because hippos.
Yeah. We were literally there was just the one about comedian.
Because the hippo, I guess they kill like 3,000 people a year, which is like 8 a day. And there was a comedian that was talking about it. His name's Cam Bertrand.
Can you play that on here?
I'll probably have to YouTube that one.
And he's fucking hilarious.
Can you play the hippo?
He's like, they're only on the...
Without copyright?
He's like, they're in the water for like 19 hours. He's like, so that leaves them like 5 hours and they're killing eight people and like eight people a day. And they're only on the ground for 8 hours or 5 hours or some shit. It's fucking hilarious.
So the whole hippo thing with lions is that when the hippo's dead, you know, the lions get curious and like kind of like move their head into the hippo's ass. And like they get stuck and they die like that.
Are you serious?
A lion dies in a hippo's ass.
Yeah. Swear to fucking God.
How big is that asshole?
Well, it's all fucking hippo.
It is a hippo.
It's probably pretty big.
Big enough to fucking squeeze your little fucking lion ass head in there.
And then you die. You well, die they get, in they an get asshole. Stuck. Vinny, remember the last time you got stuck in my asshole?
Yeah.
We got you out though.
Stuck like a couple of dogs.
Hey. Sometimes you're in there, you get stuck.
Butthole clenches up. Bam.
What can you do?
I was scared. It clenches.
I was gonna suffocate.
Suffocate.
But no, that's fun. I mean, I thought that was funny. Like, ew, you really? What are you going against a poo poo?
I mean, I guess, like, do you think of like dogs and cats, they smell each other's butts.
I mean, that's how they say hello.
Yeah.
But, like, you never imagine in going there and sniffing a butthole, getting your head stuck.
You know, it's funny, my mom.
You know?
Could you imagine if us humans did that type of shit?
Smelled butts?
Smelled butts and fucking.
It's like, hey, Vinny, what's up? Like, why are you in my butt?
Right.
I just checking you out.
You know, just, you know.
Hey, neighbor, how you doing?
For you.
I'm like, Vinny.
Or like being in heat. Oh, fucking, you hear cats out there.
Smell it. And like, when a female's in heat, if we just went around going, meow, meow.
Well, like a cow?
I just like walked around doing that. I'm you ever saying. Hear a cat in heat?
Yeah, that sounded like it.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're
so a fucking cat annoying. In
heat or a sick cow.
Both.
I didn't know which one you were doing.
It's a cat cow.
Either way.
Cat cow.
I think you nailed cow. It.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, I used to have a cat that got in heat, and I was like, dude, bitch, shut up. Go get dick like the rest of us. Get on the fucking internet.
She needed some.
No, could you imagine if humans walked around doing that shit?
Literally just
like it was that time of the fucking month. Little on. Oh,
yeah. Oh. You're just at the store. Some girl's like, ah, fuck me. It was like, all right.
I right. mean,
or the fucking chick's over there rubbing her pheromones out. She's fucking in like the middle of the fucking aisle playing with her pussy, just getting it all wet.
Yeah.
Just squirting shit out.
Ew.
They're just throwing it at you.
Right. She's literally just
it was
looking
easy.
Like
easy.
You know what I mean?
I just sprayed on the ketchup aisle.
Right. I need to clean up an aisle fucking nine.
Yeah, I wish people were that easy.
I know if they were in heat.
It's like you just know, like, yeah, I could probably knock that out. If they're making crazy noises, you know you could, so you might as well go.
Dude, you go when you walk into a fucking club, dude, you got like fucking 30 women over there fucking.
Ew.
And I'm fucking if they're in heat.
Yeah.
Some of them might be bloody. I don't know.
At the club, just play with the pussy.
When you're on your period, you get extra horny.
Oh, I know.
It's weird.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is pretty weird.
Because then it's all like, no one wants to touch.
That's when you take it in the butt. But being a prude,
right?
No one wants it in the butt.
Yeah, they do.
Especially not those hippos.
No. See, people get stuck. That's why you don't do anal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
People get stuck.
Or well, people get stuck
fucking in the pussy, too.
Don't do anal. You might
die.
The
muscles get tightened up and fucking...
That's true.
I've heard stories about that shit.
Yeah, it's usually like...
And then you're just like, well, we got to wait.
Could you imagine?
Like a fucking two dogs.
You got to do that because you can't go to the hospital. Who's going to
drive?
Dogs
do it like that.
Yeah. But like...
You can't pull a dog apart. You have to spray them with the hose.
No, because they got a prickly pear.
You got to spray them with the hose.
You got to spray them with the hose, dude.
Yep. But yeah, like humans, it's very rarely occasions that happen. Is when the woman's muscles contract
and just like
it's really like hard, like stuck.
Damn, could you imagine? I'm having a spasm while you're in
I've
there.
Never made a girl come like that, so I've never been stuck in one. Apparently, I'm not doing something right.
No, it's just it just happens.
That would explain a lot.
I guess it just happens, man. It's just like, you know, I don't know.
I'd be terrified. Like, we're stuck like this for a few hours. You got a muscle relaxer.
Because I'm just going to lay here for a minute.
Yeah, this will be. This might be a couple hours. You comfy?
I bet you should take some Viagra. What the fuck are you doing?
No,
take
I went
some hymns.
It's okay.
Forhims.com.
My pussy been working out.
Like, how's my Kegels doing?
Too well, too well. Please stop.
Like, stop it.
No one said do them 12 hours a day.
Ow, 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 ow. You're cutting the circulation off, damn it.
Right?
You got the tip. You got the tip.
Oh, got your nose.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Could you fucking imagine? Going down.
Got your nose.
Like, go ahead, put your nose in there. Did you hear it? Click. Click. Ah! Got your nose, motherfucker.
I've been kegeling.
It's magic.
I've been kegeling.
Do you want to be left free?
That's ridiculous.
Catch your nose. That's funny.
Oh my God, dude. I'm fucking
I love it.
Like, I got your nose. Let you let go.
That's some funny shit.
Dude, life goals now.
No.
Bet.
You better get those kegels working then.
I'll bet. I'm doing them right now.
Gotta get your nose caught.
Yep.
Like, Vinny, put your nose in my vagina.
Yeah.
What's that, a bookmark?
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
God, the pussy bookmark.
That's fucking hilarious. Know
where you left
That's off. Where I was. I remember now.
All right. Well, let's do a quick plug. Make sure you guys go check out Three Fools and One Mike. They're from Canada. They're funny as fuck. A couple friends of ours from up north. We did a live with them a while back. Talk to them here and there. Hopefully one day we get something going with them.
Hopefully we can.
Yeah.
Because those guys are fucking so hilarious.
Fun. Yep. And then, you know.
Us, but sober.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Jason sends me fucking pictures of him drinking Monster and butterscotch.
Yeah.
Like alcohol. I'm like, I got to try that. I got to try that.
The McGillicuddies.
Yeah, that's what it is. McGillicuddies. I'm like,
it's like caramel something or apple something. I can't remember what, but when he showed it one time, I was like, dude, that sounds so good. Like butterscotch or I don't know. It's something, but it looks good.
Yeah, so he like puts it in a shot glass with the two sides. It was like half and half.
Hell yeah. Smart. And you get, you know, liquor and whatever at the same time.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, Three Fools, One Mike. Fucking hilarious.
You guys check them out. Also, you're tired of paying for your streaming services. I know that it's getting up there. Everything's going up in prices. But, you know, you want to check it out? Go take a look at Take Control IPTV. 10 bucks a month for one device. There's other plans too, but you get every last fucking channel. Any fucking time. Sports, fucking water polo.
Fucking we get water polo, the Olympics, fucking everything. Curling. We got it all.
You know.
You like those random infomercials in the morning? Got it.
Yep. They got a Pacific, fucking a specific.
A Pacific? Like the ocean?
Like the ocean. They got that too. The Submarine Titan channel.
They have a specific ocean.
Yep. I know. If you guys are tired of paying so much money, go take a look at my buddy Chris's Take Control IPTV. So that's, go check out Three Fools, One Mic and Take Control IPTV.
.com.
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it?
Yeah, because your leg's up.
It sounded like you did. It looked like you were raising up to bust a one.
No, it's still brewing.
You nasty bitch.
Over there about to bust a rhyme.
Busta Rhyme. I love it.
I still want to see him get in an argument with his wife.
Dude, that bitch got no way she's going to win any argument.
She won't be able to talk.
He's really like, what?
He'd be like, blah, 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 blah. She'd be like, I don't even know what's going on.
I'm like, I'm just going to go to bed. You won.
Right.
You won.
Right. You won. Never I'm mind. Done.
Tap out.
Like, I can't do it with you guys. No. That's can't funny. Do it.
Hilarious.
All right. You guys want to see something creepy?
Always.
Sure.
All right. So I'm TikTok, obviously. I'm trying to move forward in a little bit of clips here and there. You understand me?
Yeah, we're getting fancy. We're moving into TikTok.
Yeah. Soon as fucking YouTube.
And if you haven't, we do have a TikTok now. So please follow it.
Please follow it.
Four friends in a bottle.
Four friends in a bottle. TikTok.
Oh, Eric just farted. I really hope you heard it in the mic. I think
that went through the mic.
That was
that
me.
That had to.
It was a little one.
I can actually taste it.
Ew.
Taco Bell?
He's like ketchup and onion.
What is that?
Like Step Brothers.
Like, five layer burrito, maybe?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, Diablo sauce?
Yep. Nacho cheese.
A couple of them.
All right. Let's, I'm going to let you guys take a look at this shit. All right. So I just ran across it. Just look in the background. Can you see it from over there, Sniffer?
Yeah.
We got to move the Taco Bell box. Yeah, I mean, I get it. As long as nothing happens below the Taco Bell box.
Yeah, just kind of like keep in mind back here.
All
right. Right behind the lady. I got the volume down, but just keep a look back here. I don't know if this is real or fake. I saw it. You know, she's just fucking celebrating her anniversary with her boyfriend. She started to record herself in the mirror and caught a strange woman walking behind her background. So keep a look like right there. There it is. See it? And she kind of stops. There's her boyfriend. There's another mirror. And she's looking in the room where that fucking thing went. So I don't know if that's real.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Uh-uh.
Right here in slow motion. About to happen right
in that doorway?
There. Right there. See it? See
the... Oh, okay. Now I see it.
Yep. Right there. Goes into that doorway.
Yep.
And she saw, she's seen it.
Where's her boyfriend at? Next door?
Yeah. Because there's a mirror right there. And there's a mirror in front of her.
So
there's a hallway right there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you just get, you just leave.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
No, thank you.
So she's talking. She's talking. Blah, blah, blah. This is the actual right there. Bam.
Okay, now I've seen it.
I saw it.
Yep.
Yeah. And it freaks her out. She goes back. There's the mirror. Her boyfriend came out of that room, so.
He was in the room?
Yeah.
That the ghost was in?
Yeah.
Was it him?
I don't think
so. No, I think he was with her, and then in the very background, like in that doorway.
Yeah.
Because that's when the thing moves to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
That's some creepy shit. Now, see, these are the type of things I like to do. I like to watch them. And kind of like
pick them apart,
like that bird shit.
Well,
like, what?
Yeah, like, well, maybe. I mean, I could see something, but that was just like a full fucking body,
right?
You know,
like there's some though. Like you'll see it. It's like that was weird. Like,
yeah,
you'll see like a shape or something move.
Right. It's usually
like, what the fuck.
Right. Like so. Usually, like things like that. It's usually like a shadow, or like more of a transparent like mist
right.
ideal.
Now, if I see a grown ass person just. No, you got me fucked up. What's that Jeffrey Dahmer looking
like? It's time to move.
This guy?
Yeah.
All right. So I was going to wait for that one, but.
You can wait.
Well, you know, I can play it.
Play it.
All right. So before I even play it, I'm going to let you guys know, like, I like that type of shit, like UFOs, ghost shit.
Yeah.
So there's always been this speculation and a theory that what aliens do are, like, extraterrestrials are looking at humans as. And there's a couple of theories that they think. Aliens look at us as containers for our souls. I've watched a lot of shit about aliens. I've heard it come up a couple times about the reason why they abduct humans to do their studies is because they want to know where the human soul is and what it actually its purpose. You know, because there's a lot more theories going on around it. And this guy right here, his name is Bob Lazar. Now, he came out in the 90s and said that he worked at Area 51. And worked on all these like top secret projects. He was like the biggest, like first whistleblower in the UFO community. So he came out, he told him like, yes, we have UFO craft. I've worked at Area 51. He's seen like live alien beings, like any type of UFO aficionado knows who Bob Lazar is.
Right.
You know, it was like 90s and shit.
That's the Dahmer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like Dahmer.
He does look like Dahmer.
So pretty much in this clip, it's about religion. So in this clip, it's about that the religion-based shit, it's all nothing.
I want to go back to the religion thing. I want you to say it. It's so far out.
See, even for him, it's like, dude, this is fucking some crazy shit.
Right.
Like, this is like some sci-fi fucking like
this is
pretending
some far out shit.
Yeah, imagination type deal.
Yeah.
Action has been noted.
Okay.
What does it say?
That we're containers. That's how supposedly the aliens look at us. That we are nothing but containers.
Containers of?
Containers. Maybe containers of souls. You can come up with whatever theory you want, but we're containers. And that's how we're mentioned in the documents. That religion was specifically created, so we have some rules and regulations for the sole purpose of not damaging the containers.
The souls. Meaning,
well, the souls or the bodies, whatever. That's
meaning like we're containers for souls that they're going to use at some other point.
Right.
and that they had something to do with different prophets and biblical figures.
Yes. There is a...
So dude, pretty much.
I bet everybody who hears that thinks that guy is nuts.
So oh, dude.
I bet you he knows what he's talking about.
He's been on Joe Rogan.
He's crazy.
He's been on Joe Rogan's show.
Hold on. He's saying that aliens view us as containers for our soul. And the way to keep our souls clear and clean is to create religion.
To have us regulated.
So not everyone is bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the speculation and theory in the whole alien abduction and Area 51 connection.
I've never heard that.
I think he's nuts.
Hey.
Just like 98% of the people that saw that.
Right. So, I mean, you take it whatever you want to take it as. I mean, I watched this shit, and there's more, like, even now, more things coming up. Like, oh, we're containers. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if fucking aliens are real.
You never know.
But, you know, you got to sit there and think, like, okay. I'm pretty sure there's more life out there than just us.
Yeah, there's got to be.
You know, because there's no fucking way. Like, we're just, like, the only ones.
Well, like I said, so they look at us as containers because of our souls. So that means aliens don't have a soul.
There's a lot of different, like, theories behind aliens. And those type of aliens that come between your legs.
Tiffany!
I did not do that.
All right, I'll show you one more.
Especially.
All right, so this was taken at an Iraq Air Force base. And it's being dubbed as the jellyfish UFO. So this is actual that thing right there.
The thing floating around?
Yeah.
Is that real? It looks fake.
Now that guy right there has been on so many different fucking like podcast shows. His name is Jeremy Cornbell. And he's like legit, like people believe in this guy. Like he has so much fun. He's like ex-military dude, seen some shit, done some shit type of guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is one of his things he likes to look at. But this is what they're dubbing as the jellyfish UFO. That thing floating right here with that sensors on.
Yeah. Oh, that's a smear on a camera.
Why would it go white to black, though?
I don't know. Michael Jackson?
Right.
Well, smooth criminal.
Eddie, are you okay? Are you okay?
No matter if you're black or what.
But no, so apparently it's going from white to black. It's thermal.
Right.
It's going through hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold.
Yeah, it would seem so. But yeah, that's weird.
Yep, so they're dubbing that the jellyfish UFO. It goes into a lot more other things, but we're short on time. We're not going to play it. Maybe another time.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's crazy, man. I'm telling you, like, there's a lot of shit in this world.
There's weird shit.
Weird shit. Crazy.
You can't explain.
Honestly, like ghosts. You know, I can see ghosts.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. A ghost for sure.
But then we get into like the UFOs and aliens and shit. Like what I just showed you with the Bob Lazar thing about, you know, humans being as containers.
Right.
Like, you know, what is our soul, honestly? Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. There's got to be something, though. We can't be the only people.
Yeah, so I don't know. A lot of crazy shit out there. I figured I'd throw a couple little creepy.
Tell me about that one, that 4 million light years away.
Oh, so Proxima Centauri B. It could be fake, it could be real, but they think they found artificial light on that planet. It's an exoplanet.
We've never heard of it.
Yeah, so you can look it up. It's called Proxima B, or you can go Proxima Centauri B. It's an exoplanet. Probably like 400 maybe light years away from us.
So if you look up how much a light year is, it'll take you 4 years to get there.
Yeah, it's either like four light years away or it's like fucking 400 light years away. I don't know how far it is. But the James Webb telescope that's out there, it's taking fucking pictures of the universe and all that shit. So apparently on this planet, they keep an eye on it. And on the other side of the planet, they think they might have found like artificial lights. Which is like LED lights.
Right.
Coming off of that planet. So it's a possibility they might have found life.
They got a whole ass Walmart on that bitch.
Now, you know, it's crazy, but I don't know if it's real or not. You know, or it's just some type of reflection, solar flare.
You never know.
But, you know, if they did find another life on a planet that's that far away from us, we're not alone in this planet.
I don't think we are anyway.
Oh, I doubt it too.
It doesn't make sense that.
Would be the only ones
like nine planets and there's only one that has people on them.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
This one's not even part of the solar system. This bitch is like eons away.
Hold on, I'll play this real quick. Mind you, we have no copyrights for anything of these. We're just using it off of YouTube and TikTok and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, fuck you.
And we think that it's a huge discovery.
So, I don't know. This is just something I ran through. Exploring the depth and of space. I watched it, and then I looked it up, and there's a couple sites that actually say it.
Has always like the article I sent you. That stretches the boundaries of human understanding. We are now closer to achieving this goal than ever before in our history, thanks to the James Webb Space Telescope. Sharp images of distant cosmic phenomena are now helping us shape and refine our understanding of the cosmic web like never before.
So yeah, and so now, pretty much it's just taking pictures of out there. Because you know, light travels.
Right.
And everything that hits Earth, it's already been done like a billion years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just now getting these lights. So who knows? Maybe whatever they got.
A grand revelation is not only expanded. Projects like the Mars integral to the JWST's conception and construct origins and eventual fate of the universe view of the cosmos. Telescope detected 7 miles away from Earth. Based on spectral analysis, scientists are positive that the planet in question, WASP-96b, may host extraterrestrial life.
I don't think this is the one, but...
But still, like, they believe... Like, I've been hearing a lot lately that they're starting to believe that aliens are real.
Dude, there's, like... Look,
there's a lot going on. There's,
like, major corporations and universities that are devoted to that.
Yeah.
So there's no way there's no aliens.
As you know...
You know what I mean? Like, there's major... dollars getting put into it. So if people are looking into it and researching it,
that's real. It's
probably a thing.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about it. Like,
you have to assume.
Like, for us as a human race, we are going to eventually become an intergalactic species at some point. It might just be for the rich. You know, I mean, look, the sun's going to fucking blow out one day.
Right.
That's going to take a billion years. We won't fucking see it.
No, we won't.
You know, fucking happen. You know, but eventually, you know, that's our next place to go. We've explored Earth. Fuck Earth. What's out there, right?
Right.
There's other planets.
And there's got to be something on those other planets.
Oh, yeah. There's something out there. You know, like...
There has to be.
Like, look at Mars. They've been talking about Mars for fucking years. They want to terraform Mars. And terraforming is pretty much just recreating fucking agriculture. Yeah. That's going there.
And be like, where do you live? Mars. Oh, when do you visit Earth? Well, usually about twice a year.
Oh, you want to know something funny?
Every once in a while, I go on vacation.
I go back to Earth.
So apparently, we can't go to the moon no more.
Why?
All right, so when Apollo went to the moon, it was the first time. NASA has publicly came out and said that they cannot go to the moon anymore because they do not have the technology to go past that barrier of radiation, that space radiation between the Earth and the moon.
Why did we have it back then?
That's
1969 and Russia can still do it?
Yeah, so that's the fucking thing. Because NASA will sit there and say, like, yeah, we can't go to the moon.
So that means the moon landing was fake?
Yeah.
Because if that's you the had theory. The technology that's the conspiracy. Then why can't you do it now? You think it'd be more...
Yeah, because that was, what, 1969?
Yeah, 1969, January 20th or some shit like that.
Yeah, if you can do it in 69, you can do it in 2024.
2024, where we have way better technology. I mean, you're sending rockets
ridiculous
up there.
Ridiculous.
So, yeah.
So now they're technology. Saying they can't send people.
They can't send the people to the moon because they got rid of that technology.
Why?
Because they're dumb.
It would just make it
or they're better. Hiding something.
Yep. Or they were fucking really in a fucking Studio B.
Never did it.
Fucking filming a fucking fake landing so they can beat the Russians to the moon.
No, that literally just proves that real. Because, like, if you can't use the same technology and just make it better with all the smart people and.
Yeah.
Then Russia can. I'm like.
Especially 50 something years later.
Literally. And I'm like. You should be up there, like, putting a Walmart up there now.
Yeah, that's, like, 55 years later.
Right, because now you really think about it. Like, why are we only sending these unmanned fucking ships up there?
Yeah.
Like, why? You know, Buzz Aldrin's been to the moon.
Allegedly.
You know, with all this shit, because, like, there's always this, there's something. He's been to the moon, he's seen some shit, scary shit, wrong shit, whatever. You know, but it's like,
seen some shit, I live in Toledo.
Like, dude, you're telling me you can't take a payload up to the fucking moon and make a moon base? Yeah, it's 2024. I'm pretty sure we could probably pull some shit off now.
Yeah, you would think so. You could do it in 69 where you probably, you literally had TV that worked on two channels.
You had a fucking phone call come from the goddamn moon to the fucking president.
Yeah.
The man on the moon.
And it's 2024. By now you could be like, I'm going to pull my phone out and turn the lights on the moon. Right. You could probably do it.
Like we talked about that once like before. Like
put an Alexa on the moon.
Like how can't you get there if you did already?
Right. So you can make a
5 years ago.
You can make a collect call from the moon to the fucking Earth. For like nothing. But then you go outside of the city, fucking a couple miles out. Nothing. I got no bars.
Dude, I have no bars at Amazon.
Yeah.
But you can get bars on the moon in 1969.
Right. Landline.
Right.
You can't get a landline to the fucking moon.
And the flag in that picture is a wave. There's no wind.
Crazy. It's fucking nuts.
That's weird.
I think they're full of shit.
Trust me. I fall deep in a rabbit hole once in a while when I get into these conspiracy theories.
No, I could tell because I'm like Vinny and he was like TikTok and I'm like, he found something.
Yeah. So it's crazy, man. It's like.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, you lost technology. You can't go to the moon, but you can make a phone call from the moon to the fucking president's fucking office, Oval Office, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, who's fucking lying? Is Buzz Aldrin over here fucking lying?
Yeah.
How would you do a landline in the...
So apparently the satellite that's up there was like connecting from the spaceship to that down to Earth. But it's like, How does a normal phone call go through? It goes through the line, right?
But literally, you walk into Amazon and I have no fucking service.
Right. But back in the day, you had people fucking plug in lines to make a phone call, right?
Right.
Back in the old days.
Like the old switchboard.
Yeah. And then, you know, that went through the fucking cable to that person's house and, you know, did the same thing back to the receiving end.
Yeah.
To the moon.
To the moon.
To the moon.
But what show was that?
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to take everyone down with me.
But yeah, that seems really weird, though.
There's crazy shit.
I didn't know they finally announced that they can't go to the moon anymore. I'm like,
they got
going to the moon since
they lost the technology, they say.
It doesn't make sense that you just lose technology.
You don't lose technology, that you just accomplished something great in the fucking the world's history.
Yeah.
You went to another, it might be a moon, but it's out there.
Yeah.
238,000 miles of fucking
right, and you can't just lose technology. Like in 1969, what a car look like? 55 years later, they drive themselves.
Right, artificial AI. We're fucking sick. Like, we literally got a computer in our pocket every day.
How did you lose it? Like you can probably Batman it and control your car on your phone now.
No, right. Your mom when she went to Arizona saw one of those cars that have no drivers. Like there's not a fucking driver, but you tell me you can't go to the moon?
But you're farting. But you could before.
Yeah. You know. So that's crazy.
But you can't anymore?
I don't know.
I think the government
lies.
It's full of nothing but lying dickheads, man. I swear to God, I don't trust any of them.
It really is. Like, what are you so afraid of? Like, dude, like if aliens are for real, look, obviously.
I think there's aliens.
I believe that if we would find out for true, like real life, it would destroy fucking humanity. It would fucking collapse under everything.
I mean,
like,
I'd be like, let me see this bitch. I want to meet one.
For most people.
Let me see it.
Do aliens fart?
Right. So like for most people, we look at it like, okay, so we're not alone. But then you got to think about these religious folk.
Yeah.
Their whole religion be a lie.
Right.
And the way that Bob Lazar was talking about, he said there's religious documents stating that extraterrestrials are looking at us as whatever they think containers are.
They're probably looking at us like, you dumbasses.
I mean, look, containers is what, like organs? Are we just fucking a bunch of walking organ donors for these motherfuckers? Are they fucking Frankensteining people up there? Cow mutilations.
Well, then
you hear about the cow mutilations, right? Yeah. There's no blood. Certain things are taken out of their fucking body. So you got to tell me, maybe they're containers for all their things.
Can you imagine them looking down at us like this fucking drug addict, this alcoholic fucking killing our shit?
Right. That's probably what religion's for. To keep you guys fucking clean. To keep you guys fucking like pure-ish. Pure-ish, yeah. I mean, we are human. We are going to do our things. But what if that's what it is?
They're like, look at these fuckers right now doing this podcast, drinking that fucking Bud Light.
I swear to God, we walk out this building, there's two dudes in suits.
I'm dead.
I'm like, we were right.
We were. And they know they heard it.
Oh, yeah. I'm they're like, fucking listening to us right now, anyways.
How did they hear us?
I'm right. Like, Vinny, basement?
Mm-hmm.
Run.
Vault?
Right. Like, hey, Davey, man, you got to let us in, man. Men in Black are out fucking front.
I'm like, call him right now. Like, dude, now.
Like, we got to go.
It's the time.
Now. Oh, yeah. But yeah, crazy shit, man. I wanted to throw some more crazy shit at you guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like that shit. I find it. It's cool. You know, I like the thing that maybe one day I'll be able to see, like, people are on Mars.
It'll be weird, but it'd be cool.
Yeah. You know, because
that's I don't want to go, but that'd be cool if it happened.
Right. You know, because once you go, you're probably going to be stuck there forever.
Right. Like, hey, you want to go? I was like, no. I'm cool.
Are they nice, though? What do they think about Slayer? Do they like Slipknot? What are their feelings on country music?
Yeah.
They probably don't like country.
You don't like country. And you're fucking weird.
They like that space techno.
No, they like people
Marvin
like,
the Martian's up there fucking
right.
Skipping records.
Hello, guys.
Do it again.
Marvin the Martian.
They like people like the, what's his name? That video we always watch.
Which one? Vetus.
Vetus. They like Vetus.
I don't know what that is.
Vetus is like a German fucking.
I'll play it for you. And
yeah, you'll
when,
know
when we end this.
Yeah. Speaking of ending, yeah, I think we should end it. So I hope you guys type some fruit for thought.
That's hilarious.
You know, on the whole fucking containers thing.
Right.
We're
all containers, Vin.
Yeah. I mean, look, honestly,
They're very upset with me then.
I've saved it because, like, a lot of more things I've been watching and the whole container thing is coming up more and more and more. So it's starting to make me think, like, okay, maybe we're just a bunch of fucking meat bags for these motherfuckers. Like, if extraterrestrials are real.
And the crazy people that know it think, like, everybody thinks they're crazy, but they're probably not.
Well, if you go back, man, there's been so many, like, documents even way before fucking modern man. Like, we're talking ancient Egypt and shit. The Anunnaki and shit. Like, those were, like, the gods that fucking, like, created us. Mm. You know, but that's a whole nother episode for another time.
Just all kinds of extra trash.
Have a good night. Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for listening.
Later.
And I hope you guys have a great evening, morning, night, whatever. Make sure you check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Amazon Music. Go check out our Facebook, YouTube. We're on TikTok. And keep safe, guys. And we'll see you later.